For years, wine lover Thomas Jefferson tried without success to grow grapes. Today, his home state is producing award-winning wine, thanks in part to one man.
I am Ernest William Beasley IV, better known as Bubba.
His parents gave him that nickname as a joke, but it hasn't discouraged clients like Mathieu Finot, the winemaker at King Vineyard in Crozet.
I don't judge people by their name. I judge people by their quality and what they're able to provide. So he delivers.
That's because Beasley is a geologist, an expert on rock and soil. For a price, he'll study your land using satellite images and advanced sensing technology.
It all looks pretty uniform from the ground surface. But a lot of times what we find when we map an area is that it'll be underlain by two or three distinctly different kinds of soil.
Then he heads into the field.
You got to dig holes in the ground to know what's going on, for sure.
He finds that in Virginia, where rain is plentiful, the best soil is studded with rocks, so vines don't get too much water.
The presence of rock in the soil, it does nothing chemically. You hear all this fluff about the minerality coming from the rocks in the soil. That's not how it works. We care about the rocks in the soil because it occupies space that the soil cannot occupy, and therefore water cannot occupy. So if you have a higher rock content, you've got lower plant available water, and that works out really well for certain grape varieties.
Like Merlot, Cabernet Franc, and Viognier, grapes that grow especially well in clay-rich central Virginia.
A lot of these reds, later ripening, more finicky varieties to grow in our climate, they tend to produce higher quality wine if they're grown on a soil that has lower plant available water.
Winemaker Mathieu Finot says that knowledge can save growers money and time.
It takes a long time to establish a vineyard, a very long time. I mean, you don't get fruit for almost 3 years when you plant. So mapping and doing the proper legwork before you start your vineyard is very important. If you realize 5-10 years down the road that it wasn't the right varietal, then you've lost 10 years.
And that's time modern winemakers don't have to waste.
It took centuries in Burgundy and in Bordeaux and all these other places to understand their terroir when they didn't have the modern technology to do it. We are a much, much younger industry, and we need to catch up with time. And we don't have the patience that the monk had at the time to experiment for centuries before finding the right place and the right terroir. If we want to make good wine, we need to have good grapes. And if we want to have good grapes, we need to understand where we are.
Which brings us to the question of why Jefferson never realized his dream of making wine here. Some believe the vines he imported from Europe died en route to the New World, but Beasley disagrees. He notes that Europe had to replace many of its vineyards in the early 20th century because an insect native to the Americas was accidentally imported. That bug devours the roots of grapevines. And in the absence of Bubba Beasley, Jefferson did not know that phylloxera was likely dashing his dreams of decent American wine. In Crozet, I'm Sandy Houseman.